Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Christine Natras from New Haven, Connecticut.
Christine?
Yep.
Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
Fine. What do you do there in New Haven?
I am a graduate student in physics.
At Yale, may I
yep.
ask? Wow. That's prestigious. Christine, welcome to the show. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
This 8-year-old will be indicted because birthday fund was not requited. Around the school's yard, he handed out cards, but two children were not
invited.
Exactly. So you think just because it's your birthday party, you can invite anyone you want? Not so fast there, little Timmy. Or since we're talking about Sweden, little Olaf. The Swedish parliament has been asked to intervene in a case of birthday party injustice. An 8-year-old Swedish boy handed out birthday invitations at school to everyone except two of his classmates, one who hadn't invited the boy to his own party earlier in the year, and one who was just a jerk. The school immediately confiscated the invitations and has complained to Swedish Parliament that the birthday boy had discriminated against the losers, rather the unfortunate non-invitees. The child's father has lodged a counter-complaint with Parliament. After they solve this, we hope the Swedish Parliament will issue guidelines on who gets picked first for kickball. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
High cholesterol is a heartbreaker. We're attacking the source, cookware makers. Since we can't be faulted for eating food salted, they must put fewer holes in there.
Oh, bakeware?
No, that's in the... I'm going to say here, this isn't high-energy physics, you know. This is, you may be too smart. I think that happens sometimes with these. Too smart. So you need to think dumb. Think like us. Just rhymes with breaker, maker.
The salt is the key word.
Shaker. Yeah.
Shaker, yes. Very good. British people are killing themselves with their eating habits almost as fast as we are here. So the Gateshead Council in Britain decided to do something about it. They commissioned new salt shakers with 5 little holes in the top rather than the traditional 17, and they gave them to the local fish and chip shops in town. They felt that the act of shaking the shaker will satisfy people, but they won't notice the missing salt in their food. One fishmonger said, quote, "I thought it was a joke. It doesn't matter how many holes it has. People are going to put on as much salt as they want." Sure enough, sodium-related diseases have gone down somewhat, but that number has been offset by the huge increase in dislocated shoulders, strained wrists, and chipped teeth as people just try to pry the damn thing open and pour out the salt. Here, Christine, is your last limerick.
Who knew bean curds turned into my foe, too? It has messed up my quick mental flow, true. In old age, I'm forgetting. Now soy I'm regretting, 'cause dementia's abetted by
tofu.
Right.
Wow. She is smart.
You're good. If you thought people who enjoy tofu were crazy, you just might be right. According to a new study published in the journal Dementias and Geriatric Cognitive Disorders, it seems that people who eat tofu at least once a day have a higher chance of developing dementia later in life. Researchers aren't sure why. They believe that high estrogen production in soy eaters could be the cause. Researchers were quick to clarify, though, that tofu posed absolutely no risk of causing dementia when used for its original purpose, spackling the bathroom. Carl, how did Christine do on our quiz?
Well, Christine was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. Christine, I'll be doing the message on your home answering.
Well done. Hey, good luck with the high-energy physics, and don't blow up the Earth. Christine, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.